Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show where we help you, who we call big impact experts, and that is you, on a mission to not only earn money with the services that you provide, but you want to make a big positive impact in the lives of others, your community, your country, and even the world. And when we ask people, they always say, I want to make a big impact, but I also want to be profitable. So, you know, in order to do that, we have to be masters at selling at many different levels. And so I thought it would be great to have an expert on here who is an expert at not only selling, but helping other people master the art of sales as well. And if you want to make a big impact, you got to be a master of this. So Eric Laufholm is my guest today. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chuck, I'm excited to be here. I really appreciate the invitation, and I'm looking forward to sharing some great ideas with our audience.
Awesome. Well, I know you have great ideas. I know you and I just met recently, but I've spent some time on your YouTube channel, and so I do my homework and get a kind of an idea of who you are and what direction we would go. And I'm really excited to share this with our audience, because I really think it can help them on their mission to make a big impact. So I think a great place to start, Eric, is tell everybody a little bit more about you, the work that you do, maybe even how it came to be that this is your specialty, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, I decided in 1999 that this is what I want to do for the rest of my career. I was 28 years old, and I've been at it full time ever since then. I'm just finishing up my 27th year teaching sales skills to people all over the world. Prior to that, though, I worked for Tony Robbins. That's how I got my start in the speaking industry. And I had a 3-year run with Tony. And then prior to that, I got into sales at age 22 and had just dropped out of a community college, quit my job at McDonald's, and went into sales. And Chuck, I was terrible at it. And so if anybody listening right now has ever struggled in sales before, I can relate. Because I was literally put on quota probation because I did not know how to sell. And so I went from a bottom producer. I got trained by a gentleman named Donald Moyne. We might talk a little bit about him today. He's one of my mentors, my main sales mentor. And I just love helping people make more sales. And you mentioned in the introduction about the idea of mastering sales. And I just want to acknowledge anybody that's still listening. When you heard the topic of sales, if you're still with us, because a lot of people, Chuck, they just want to help people. They don't want to sell, and they want to do anything but sell. But the problem is, how are you going to get your message out to the world? And so a lot of people that want to make a big difference have a large resistance to selling. So I want to speak into that listening today. If you have resistance to sales, how do you actually go about it in a way that you can get your message out to the world? Because being able to persuade and influence is really important to getting your message out to the world.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a perfect transition into our conversation about who it is that you serve and some of the things that you're hearing from them and the challenges that they're experiencing. And just as you mentioned that, I think of all the people that I've talked to that said, I don't really like selling. You know, it feels icky. It feels inauthentic. It feels like I'm, you know, trying to convince someone of something. And really, they don't have a really great outlook on what sales is. And I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit and, you know, what you're hearing from people, what you're noticing, and how we can move from this perception of sales being something we don't want to do to something being very authentic and aligned with your values and moving you towards the big impact that you want to make. So what are you hearing from people?
Yeah, well, let's call it the position that you're coming from when you maybe you're front of the room. You're delivering a speech or over Zoom, or you're one-on-one doing a discovery call with somebody. What is that position that you're coming from? If you have resistance to selling, that's a position to come from that's not going to get you the ideal results that you want. And so the first step, it's a NLP term, reframing. It's a reframe of, instead of selling as arm twisting and high pressure and manipulation and that stigma that is absolutely there in our culture, it's that selling equals service. And we can literally put on our service hat when we're selling and just be there to help educate somebody as to the benefits of our product and service, to take the time to really understand their needs and then make a recommendation to them, and they'll buy or they won't buy. But you can come from a very powerful place in serving another human being And at the, ultimately, at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones that are going to buy. You don't need to try to convince them. You're just clearly communicating the benefits, consequences if you don't take action, benefits if you do, and then making a request of them to purchase whatever that looks like. It could be asking for the order. It could be sending them a proposal. And so I think, you know, as far as who I serve, many of the people that I serve are people that are uncomfortable with sales. Another group that I serve are people that want to do group selling. You know, I love working with people that want to sell to an audience on a Zoom or front of the room. I have decades of experience with that. And so those are a couple of the different types of folks that I do help.
And anything that you're hearing from them when they come to you for the first time, what are they saying to you? What's the struggle, the emotions, just really anything that describes their current experience?
I'm uncomfortable asking for the order. I don't have sales goals. I'll ask them, you know, do you have sales goals? I don't have sales goals. I think for a lot of people, they're getting ready to make sales. Sales to me is a present moment activity. So it's now and then it's now. It's kind of like somebody who goes, you know, I'm you know, going to improve my fitness next year. You don't have to do anything now, but it's a present moment thing. And I think that there's just a lot of confusion and a lot of people aren't even looking to improve their sales skills because they're in that place of resistance. So I don't want to sell. Why would I want sales skills? I don't even want to sell. And it's having the awareness. I had a gentleman come to me the other day who's a very successful business person. He's a coach. He absolutely is a difference maker, but he wants to do it from the front of the room. And he did a presentation to 50 people and made an offer and nobody bought. And so he came to me and was like, okay, Eric, I was unsuccessful. What do I do? And so we literally re-engineered the entire presentation, almost line by line, to layer in persuasion and influence so he could be serving, but also powerfully enrolling. And so I think there's just a lot of confusion around sales. I don't know what to do. I'm uncomfortable with it. And I can relate because when I started off, I was terrible at it. And then I had my breakthrough with the help of Dr. Donald Moyne.
Two things that really stood out to me there as you were talking. One is serving and that reframing of from selling to serving. And if we want to make a big impact, I mean, that should not should, but I mean, could be already the default because it's like we want to make a difference in people's lives. So why are we not looking at it as serving? And the other thing was, powerfully enrolling. So the other thing was powerfully enrolling. And when you're serving, you're also sort of enrolling. It's like, what is the transformation you want to make in this person's life? What is the difference you want to make in that person's situation? Is that in alignment with what you were thinking of when you said that?
Absolutely. I love what you said. What's the transformation that you're wanting to create? Let's say somebody's listening to this and they want to help people improve their health. Well, you've got to persuade them to change what you're eating, to improve your exercise habits, to invest in, say it's health coaching. A lot of people when I work with a lot of health coaches and the mindset out in America here is, well, is it covered on my insurance? No, health coaching is not covered on your insurance. So you have to persuade them that what you're doing is you're going to, you know, add productive years to your life. You're going to decrease the likelihood of having dementia, as an example, Alzheimer's. And so these actually are sales conversations. We're persuading somebody to a different way of thinking. If somebody's helping people in their relationships, maybe it's changing their relationship with themselves or with their spouse or with their teenager or whatnot. So having the ability to influence somebody, persuade, sell, that's a conversation that falls under the category of sales. And selling is a language that anybody can learn using techniques like strategic storytelling. There's ways to use stories to create possibility for somebody else. And if you don't know that, you have no access to that technique. And so it's being open. I think that's pretty much the main point that I want to make to everybody is that selling is a learned skill and you can get better at it. And I just love helping people see what's possible for themselves. And then it's like, oh, I get it. Now I understand sales. Now I can go out there and I can do it. And once the skill set's transferred over, they have it for life.
And I would imagine at some point they stop calling it sales and they call it service because it's, you know, who can I help? And what can I help them with? And if you were really passionate about making a big positive impact and helping people, then really it's not selling at all. It's just doing what you do.
What I would add to that, though, is I don't want people, if possible, to be uncomfortable with the idea of sales. Right. And so
So like asking for the order, like you said, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, sales is not a dirty word. It's just there's a stigma that's created it as a dirty word. And one of the funny things is that there's a whole idea out there. There's trainers like, they're like me, but it's not me. It's not what I teach. But look, I'm going to teach you how to sell without selling. And all that is that's an advanced objection handling technique to say, you don't like to sell? You don't have to with my method, but that's not the truth. It's just, I'd rather have people just go, I'm going to call it sale. Like I'm going to call it accounting. I'm going to call it marketing. I'm going to call it hiring. I'm going to call it recruiting. Like it doesn't, somebody could call recruiting a different name. It doesn't change what it is. And so I just love it if people got comfortable with the word, and it's okay if you want to use a different one, but there's nothing to be afraid of it. You know, it's just leaning into these business skills, flexing, strengthening our business muscles. You know, you and I, we're doing a collaboration, you know, we're connecting, we're looking, how can I help you? How can you help me? Collaboration it's a business muscle. Anybody can learn it. Selling is a business muscle. Anybody can learn it. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a learnable skill. And I just love helping people kind of like take a deep breath and go, okay, I can do this.
Yeah. And I believe that it starts with that belief that I can do this. And it's like what you're saying earlier, that reframe, you know, instead of seeing sales as ugly, start seeing it as a necessary skill to make the positive impact that you want to make is what I'm hearing you saying. So.
Yeah, I mean, look at any company. Any company is going to have successful sales if they're a successful company. So a lot of people are trying to create success by avoiding selling. And it's like, that's kind of like, to me, walking around planet Earth with a 50-pound weight vest. Like, why? Just put the weight vest down. I need marketing. I need selling. I need accounting. I need this. I need that. So let me just lean into it and understand, you know, what are these techniques? How can I, for example, if I want referrals from somebody, one way to persuade them is to give them referrals. So it's an upfront agreement. Hey, I'll refer you if you refer me. How does that sound? And they might go, okay, sounds good. And so that's a form of persuading somebody to provide referrals. And there's nothing negative about that. It's just a way of communicating that creates an agreement of how we can help each other. And so just helping people let go of any fear around selling is what I love doing.
So yeah, and the fear and anything else that's holding them back and stopping them, because if you can't do this, it's really hard to make an impact because you do have to bring people into your world. So you know, thank you, by the way, for describing what you're hearing from people, the experience of the people that you're serving. What are your recommendations? So now you've heard them. What are your recommendations for them? What do they need to start to do to turn things around and really make this work for them?
I think it's a beingness conversation, which is kind of an abstract thing. And one of the things I learned from a mentor named Steve Hardison is we're always being. We can observe our being and we can shift our being. And so if we take a step back and we think about who am I being as it relates to selling, right? Some people are being, I'm the world's best kept secret. Or they're being, I know I need to put myself out there, but I don't do it. They're being, I get the leads at the networking event, but I don't follow up. I'm uncomfortable with technology. And the idea is that we can shift our being. And so what that means is being implies choice. If I take a look at myself and I go, I'm resisting technology. If we put the word being in front, I'm being that I'm resisting technology. Being implies choice. That means I could be that I embrace technology. If I'm being that I know I need to put myself out there, but I'm not doing it, that means I have the ability to put myself out there. And so I think most people are, anybody listening to this podcast, they're going to be self-aware. They're going to know, yeah, I really should be doing more marketing. But if I go, I'm being that I'm not doing the marketing, now I'm empowered because now I could choose. I could choose to shout from the rooftops. I could choose to follow up with those leads. I could choose to put them in the CRM. I could choose to learn how to do the email marketing. And so it's a very optimistic way of looking at things and realizing we're capable of so much. You know, I'm a former cook at McDonald's, college dropout, bottom producer. Now I'm an international trainer. I've written a number of books. I'm out there making my mark in the world. And if you look at my early career, it's like, Eric's not headed anywhere. But I got around the mentors and I created this optimistic way of looking at things to say, I can get better. I can learn the email marketing. I can learn how to sell from the front of the room. I can learn how to hire instead of, oh, I'm not good at hiring. No, I can learn it. I can learn how to invest. I can learn. And so if we really look at what am I capable of? For all of you listening out there, like really doubt your doubts and look at what you're capable of. You're capable of so much. The gentleman who closed zero and he came to me for help, the next time he closed 15, he went from zero to 15. And it's because he had the potential to do that. He just didn't know what to do and he got the proper help. And we all can do it. You all can publish a book if that's what you want. You can get these things down. And so that's, I'm all about what we're capable of and living into the future.
Absolutely. One thing that really stands out that I really love about how you do this is you're really relating your own experience because, you know, once upon a time, you were that person who also struggled with selling. And I wanted to ask you, like, what was the major turning point for you? Like, where did you seek help? What are some of the things that you had to learn to do where it sort of turned around for you? And maybe in a way where it kind of reflects what our audience could be going through right now.
You know, one of it is tapping into intuition. And I had an intuition when I was 21 years old, 22 years old. I moved to Reno, Nevada, and I'd lived in California my whole life. And I went to work for this mentor named Dante Perano, and he was a speaker. And that's where I got started in sales. And it's very scary to me to move to a new area, but something said, go ahead and do this. And so I took that action, and that got me associating with this very successful person. And that's the company where I was put on quota probation because I didn't know how to sell. And Dante is a brilliant person, but he did not teach me sales. And I met Donald Moyne at that company, who, in my view, is the most brilliant sales mind living today. And he wrote his PhD dissertation, Chuck, on what separates sales superstars from average salespeople. He looked at it scientifically. He also wrote the first NLP, if you're familiar with neuro-linguistic programming, the first NLP-based sales book ever called Modern Persuasion Strategies. So that human being showed up in my life when I was on the verge of being let go for not being able to sell. And so I literally had, using Star Wars as a metaphor, the Obi-Wan Kenobi of sales literally come into my life, and he began to mentor and coach me. So when you're being coached by Obi-Wan Kenobi, Donald Moyne, I was motivated and I started applying what he was teaching me, and I quickly shot up the ranks in my selling. I hit the quota, and then ultimately I became a top producer, and it was directly related to mentorship.
Yeah, you know, I really love this idea of mentorship, and one of the terms I hate in our industry is when people call themselves a solopreneur, or when people say, oh, I'm a self-made this or I'm a self-made that. And I always refer to business as being a team sport. And getting a mentor is, I think, one of the ultimate collaborations. You know, I'm very pro collaboration and pro partnerships. It's the ultimate. You're learning from someone who has already figured out what or has already been through what you're going through right now and knows what to do. And I think there's a distinction between a coach and a mentor. A coach is someone who, you know, coach you on taking next steps, but a mentor has lived what you're experiencing right now and say, here's what I did, and here's what you can do as well. Was that your experience with that whole thing? And I know you are a mentor also now to people who are wanting to make this bigger difference.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about a coach, right, what does it take to become a coach? My 23-year-old son, he's a life coach, okay? So he's coaching other kids about his age, but what did he have to do to become a coach? He just said, I'm a coach. Here's my fee. If you want to hire me, hire me, right? Mentorship, to your point, Donald Moyne wrote his PhD dissertation. Now, you don't have to have a PhD to be a mentor. I have over 30 years of life experience, 100,000 cold calls, right? Thousands of sales, thousands of speeches. And so there's a depth to what it is that I'm teaching. And so when I'm working with Donald Moyne as an example, and he's helping me, one of the things he told me that was very instrumental is one day we're on a call and he was acknowledging me for my prospecting skill. And I never thought it was any big thing. It's just what I do. And he's like, Eric, you're one of the best prospectors that I know. And that really struck me because I was like, I just thought I was average. But here's my coach who knows he's my mentor, and he's like, Eric, you've, of all the people I know, you're one of the best. And so that helped increase my belief in myself. He's seeing something in myself that I'd never seen before, and the credibility of where he's coming from. And so, you know, if you're a coach out there, that's great. And you keep, and then maybe eventually you become a mentor. But when you find somebody that you have that mentorship relationship, you know, and you're really, for me, I'll speak for myself, I'm giving them a high level of influence over me because I'm calling them a mentor. I'm seeking out their advice. Their advice is, it's weighted. It has a heavier weight on me than what somebody else would tell me because I'm referring to them as a mentor. And whether somebody refers to me as a mentor, coach, an advisor, whatever they want to call me, I just love helping people in this area of sales that can have such an impact on somebody's life. You know, you make more sales, you could hire somebody. You could have money for Facebook ads. You could get an office. I have one client, he bought the building. He was a heating and air conditioning guy. He was renting the building. Now he bought the building. That's game-changing financially for his family. And so I love helping people, especially if they have some uncomfortableness with sales, so they can, you know, move past that and make the difference that, you know, you were referring to that they really want to make.
Amazing. Well, I know this is exactly what you help people with. And I would really like our audience who's listening in right now to connect with you and learn more from you. Where do they start? What is your recommendation there in a bit of the journey?
Yeah, I think one simple place to start is my planning class. And we do it a couple of times a year. You can find it at planningclass.com. It's free. And it's a way to do some goal setting on your business. And it's a great, great class. And then I'm the only Eric Offham on planet Earth. So I'm on all the social medias, you know, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera. And you can send me a direct message over any of those if you'd like to connect with me. If you're resonating with the message and you want to have a one-on-one conversation with me, just please reach out. I'd be happy to speak with you to say that you're on this particular podcast so I know where you came from and we can have a conversation. But planningclass.com or social media, or just reach out to me directly through social.
Yeah, you are actually very easy to find online. My name is the opposite. There's about a trillion Chuck or Charles Andersons. But to make it even easier for those of you listening in, all of Eric's links are right beneath this video. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone and the player that you're listening to has all of his links there as well. And highly recommend that you do. So Eric, this has been great. And I love everything that you shared. If you were to sort of summarize your recommendations on how people sort of, you know, reapproach sales, reframe, I think was the word that you used, which I love, and get to the point where now they're feeling confident with it. And, you know, I love the story of the fellow who was speaking to the group of 50, sold zero, reframed some of the things, worked on it, and now is successfully selling to groups. So if you were to just sort of summarize that whole journey, I know it's hard to do in just a couple of minutes, but just so that folks know kind of like, hey, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, well, just to kind of summarize my journey, it started off with first believing that I could do it. And then from that belief, okay, now I need to work on the skills. And so what does that look like? It looks like lead comes in, and then what do I do with it? And then what's next? And then what's next? Documenting that process of having a lead come in and then working on the actual sales presentation. When you're meeting with a prospect, what does that conversation look like? There's a sequence to delivering an effective presentation, and then you're going to have an outcome for that presentation. And so these are all skills that can be learned. And so if you're open to the idea of, okay, let go of resistance to sales. I mean, embrace sales. And then we start documenting the process of leads coming in all the way through to a sale. And then after they buy, now we're looking at repeat and referral business. And so it's giving the audience something to look to. What should I work on? I would start with the mindset, and I'd work on, how does the lead come in? How do I get them to become a client or customer? And then how do I do the repeat and referral business? And then as you get all this down, you got it for the rest of your life.
Amazing. I love all of that. Well, if you loved that as well, look beneath this video. All of Eric's links are there. We've already given you the pathway to connect with Eric and to start learning how to do this. And if you want to make a big impact in the world and in the lives of your clients, it's time to take the next steps. And as you do that, you grow your confidence. And as your confidence grows, your impact will grow as well. Eric, this has been amazing. And I know that we've just scratched the surface, and hopefully this is the first of many collaborations. I think we're very well aligned in you know, our thinking and who we serve. And I love what you do. And in fact, you know, the combination of my lead generation and your conversion, I mean, that's kind of the 1-2 combination that you kind of have to have to make a big impact. So thank you. And I'm wondering if there's any final advice or words of wisdom that you can leave our audience here with today.
Yeah, I'll wrap with this. Something clicked for me, I don't know, 25 or longer years ago, to work towards mastery of selling. And mastery is, there's no destination, right? I don't like arrive somewhere. Yes, I've mastered sales. It's just part of mastery is we're always the student. And so if you recognize, you know what, sales is actually probably one of the 5 most important business skills that I could ever develop. Nothing to be afraid of it. And let me work towards mastery for the rest of my career. Whether however good you get as good as you can. But I think that would be something you'd be, you know, looking back 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, however long your career goes, and you go, yeah, I listened to that podcast with Chuck and Eric, and I decided that I was going to pursue mastery in sales. And at the end of your career, I think you'd look back and go, wow, that was actually one of the most impactful business decisions I ever made in terms of the impact that I want to have and the profitability that I was able to accomplish.
Amazing. Eric, thank you so much for your time and your generosity with your advice and your stories, and more to come, I'm sure. And to our audience, thank you for being here. And if you're still listening right now, I believe that's for a reason. So I want you to take something that you heard us here talk about today, and I want you to take action towards that. Maybe it's been something that you've been putting off. Maybe it's that consultation call that you had last week and you can call them back, or maybe it's some follow-up from a networking event or something. Take an action today, and then also go and click the link below to connect with Eric. That is a great next step for you as well. Remember, you might be just one collaboration away from the big breakthrough that you need in your business, and the only way to fail is to quit. So just keep taking the next step, and you too can make the big positive impact that you know you are meant to make in the lives of others and the world. Keep moving forward, and we'll see you on the next one, everybody. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.